I'm joined by Jason Hutchison. He is the CEO of the Greater Burlington Partnership, the president of the president and CEO of Greater Burlington Partnership. And we are launching a new program that we will have a feature on the Greater Burlington Partnership and a different area that we will focus on every single week. We'll talk about the various categories, the various departments that are all under the umbrella. And there's a lot of those departments that we will talk about, but it is all to benefit our community. We're talking about boosting the community. I said, you know what, if we want the community to do well, we have to boost this community. You said you can't take it on the road and be someplace else, right?
That's right. We're both in this community, so it's in our interest to make sure it's the best that it can be.
To use a rather overused term, a win-win situation, but You're the CEO, president. Where is your hometown? Where did you come from?
I grew up in Morning Sun, just a little ways up the road. So I'm a Southeast Iowa native, and I have been with the partnership for nearly a decade now. Already, I'm the old man in the office. How did that happen?
Wow. Well, I'm not even going to touch the term old man. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about the partnership and what it does and also what its goals are and what the priorities are. February is an opportunity to understand a little bit the political landscape. What the political landscape does affects business and affects the partnership directly. And you're going to be, again, going up to Des Moines at the end of this month for Southeast Iowa Days, but trying to move things in the right direction. Your most recent magazine that came out that just talked about, you know, dealing with the issues that go, if it's an issue that faces the community, if it's an issue that faces the area. Violent crime, I think, is one of the things that perception and reality that you came out strongly that, hey, you know, we need to find a way to work together, right?
Yeah, so the partnership really is all about economic and community development in this area. And so politics, as you know, can be an incredibly divisive topic right now. I think perhaps more than at any point in recent history, things are pretty tough out there. And so really, it's the job of organizations like ours to help bring some balance to the discussion out there and to help bring people together. So in a time when it's pretty divisive, our job is to try to find areas of compromise and help lead on those issues. So our organization, it really is bipartisan. Our Government Relations Committee, as an example, has both folks from the Democratic Central Committee here in Des Moines County as well as the Republican Central Committee. And so what we attempt to do, although you might imagine we don't agree on every issue, we do try to find those areas of compromise and lead on some of those issues.
Well, I believe it was, 2 weeks ago you had eggs and issues.
We did.
And you had legislators talking and answering questions. And the current political landscape, how would you describe it?
Well, in Iowa, as you probably know, there's what's called a Republican trifecta right now. So Republicans, although they had control of the governor's mansion and the Iowa House, they also took control of the Iowa Senate. And so for the first time in almost 20 years, Republicans really are in control in Des Moines. And really, it's up to them now to lead on the issues.
What are the issues that we're facing here? When you go to Des Moines, what are the things that you want to bring to the table, to bring to the legislators, the priorities that we have right here that are most important that we need to have done?
So, of course, one of our top priorities has been the completion of Highway 61 and Highway 34. And you probably have some listeners right now that are driving on those two-lane roads. And not only are they dangerous, but it'd just be much better for economic development and community growth purposes to complete those corridors. There's a plan in place to have them complete. We just need to get that funded and make that happen. So,
of course, on Highway 34, we're also dealing with not the fly in the ointment, but we're also dealing with Illinois. So we've got to get Illinois on board as well, right?
And that's a little more difficult. They're having a little bit of a larger challenge paying their bills right now than Iowa.
Okay, what else is important? I know that you were the indoor or the winter, I'm not sure if they call it the winter recplex or the indoor recplex or the other season recplex, but that's a big deal as well, and I know you're working on that as well, right?
Yeah, so we're hoping to see an indoor sports facility in our community. And right now the chosen location is the campus at SCC for a lot of different reasons. And so we're going to be active. I think you're going to see more about that here in a few weeks, Steve, as we increase the publicity on that and really do the public part of the fundraising. And we're not at this point in time seeking any state revenue for that. Right now we're looking to raise all that money locally, which will be a great thing for the community.
When do you expect I know that you were talking about, I believe, a destination fee will be one of the primary funding mechanisms, but obviously it's going to take some more money as well, won't it?
Yeah, so we're looking at implementing that destination fee hopefully sometime in the next couple of months with the voluntary cooperation from the hotels. But, yeah, this project in and of itself is probably a $10 to $12 million project, and it might surprise you to know that you can't raise that money overnight. But our hope is really to have the vast majority of that money from private sources, and so we've got a great start on that goal, and so we're just continuing to plug away and work towards it.
Well, I know that we had the city council members on and the city manager. We're talking about potential tax increases. From a tax standpoint, attracting new business, how important are taxes or lower taxes in terms or tax increment financing or TIF funds to be able to get, I guess, sell your community above somebody else's?
Well, certainly taxes are important, and anytime we're visiting with a business, they like to look at how taxes are going to impact their bottom line. So they typically don't just look at the tax rate. They also look at things like the debt load because they want to know what is the future for potential tax increases down the road. So it's a pretty important consideration. Now, that said, they understand that taxes are paid for a reason. And so if a community has certain priorities and that's cause for adjustments to that rate, most of the time they can understand that. But we do have to keep in mind overall our competitive rate on taxes.
And we have virtually all new schools. How important is that to a new business?
Well, it sells really well, right? We can drive around town and say this community invests in itself. And that really is one of the great things about this community is you can drive around, you can see all of the investment that has happened. Much of it has been public investment, like the schools, like the library, but you've also seen a lot of private investment. In fact, drive to any corner of this community and you'll see lots of construction going on. That says that sells really well because companies, they want to go where there's activity and there's life and people are reinvesting in their community.
You mentioned transportation is something you want the legislators to be working on, hopefully helping you out. Is there anything else that's what would be the number two priority?
Ooh, number two priority. That's tough. But one of the challenges that we talk to the legislature about every year is education funding. And not so much the level. It's not on us to determine what's the appropriate level that we fund our schools, but that they get that done on time. There's actually a state law that says, legislature, you need to make the decision on education funding early in the session so school districts know what to plan for. They have failed to meet that deadline time and time again. So we're really leaning on them, regardless of how much money they're going to give schools, make that decision early on.
All right. Southeast Iowa Days, the date itself?
It's coming up at the end of the month, February 28th and March 1st.
Well, Jason Hutchison, CEO, president of the Greater Burlington Partnership. Well, I guess what? First program is down. We'll look forward to having you or some other representative from the Greater Burlington Partnership joining us each week on Thursday at the same time, same station.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for stopping by.